Editor's note. This is the last in a series of columns featuring this year's recipients of the Order of Collingwood. Since retiring to Collingwood 20 years ago, a local volunteer has made an indelible impact on active transportation in town that can be enjoyed for generations to come. For this week's edition of People of Collingwood, we spoke with Murray Knowles, 76, recipient of the Order of Collingwood. Q. Where did you grow up? A. I grew up in Montreal, born and raised there. I left to go to Queen's University in Kingston for electrical engineering. After I graduated, I was offered a job in Toronto. I had a choice between Bell Canada and Stelco in Hamilton. There was something about a steel mill that didn't really appeal to me. I worked for Bell Canada for 30 years. I took a lot of business courses as part of my university degree. I really didn't want to do grassroots engineering. I was more into the management side of the business. I was involved in engineering and construction. Q. What brought you to Collingwood? A. In our younger years, we were renting ski chalets up here in the winter. After my wife and I finally retired, we started trying to find some place where we would like to retire. Toronto and Mississauga were not going to be the places. We came up to Collingwood and all the things we remember from the good old days came rushing back. It certainly seemed like a good place to be. We retired and moved up here in 2005. Q. How did you first start getting involved in the community after moving here? A. I didn't really start off looking to be totally involved in the community. One of the selling features of the home we bought was there would be a direct trail connection to the Georgian Trail, which never really materialized in the first year and a half. I took it on myself to get involved and try and make that happen, and I was introduced into the trails community, specifically George Christie, or Mr. Trails. You know, once you get sucked in by George, it's tough to get out. It was a skill set that I had with a background in engineering and construction. It was fun, and you just keep on doing it. After George got to know me, he said I should apply for the Trails Committee. I did that, and very shortly after that I was the chair. Things moved quickly. I've been the chair ever since. Q. What are some of the things you're most proud of accomplishing on that committee since 2008? A. Oh gosh, there's a whole bunch of stuff. I really feel like the group is making a difference. The trails are now fully ingrained in the Collingwood culture, and it's probably one of the best tourist assets that the town has when all the dust settles. The trail system is really something that draws people to town. Recently, the committee changed from being just a trails committee to being the Trails and Active Transportation Committee. So we now are involved with the engineering department too, for on-road infrastructure. I believe the on-road cycling infrastructure is ingrained now into the engineering team here in town, and it can only be a good news story moving forward. Q. Can you tell me about some of your other volunteer efforts? A. I was on the Georgian Cycle and Ski Trail Association for 10 years until it disbanded. The main reason for the disbanding was that the Georgian Trail is there now. We're in a condominium corporation. It seemed like being a member of the condominium board was the right thing to do, and I did that for 10 years until I decided to let other people have the fun. Through the trails, I also got involved in helping to organize the annual hike and bike for hospice event. Q. When you found out you were being named a recipient of the Order of Collingwood this year, how did it feel in that moment? A. It's a great honor, obviously. It's a small group of people, 180, I think, over the last 40 years who have won. I'm grateful for the recognition, but I don't do it for the recognition. It's nice to know that the town encourages people to volunteer. Q. What are your hobbies? A. My background has been sports since I was about 6 years old. I'm still a skier, although I'm starting to wonder whether I should keep doing that. I also play golf in the summer. I enjoy cycling. That's my main mode of transportation once the snow's not on the ground. I enjoy hiking and walking, both in the summer and in the winter. Q. Is there anything else you want people in Collingwood to know about you? A. I would encourage people to do something. I think the town is very fortunate to have the number of volunteers it has in its system. I believe that's good for the community. For our feature people of Collingwood, we speak with interesting people who are either from or are contributing to the Collingwood community in some way, letting them tell their own stories in their own words. This feature runs on Collingwood Today every weekend. If you'd like to nominate or suggest someone to be featured in People of Collingwood, email Jessica@villagemedia.ca.